Blog Talk Radio. like never before. We're waging war.
Your tender mercies I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me.
Yes.
Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy.
Preparing me for greater. a beating in the spirit. Happy, yeah. I'm pressing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You're stuck with me all by myself tonight, but it's for a good reason. So you're stuck with me, Paul Sampson, your humble host, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Let me tell you about last night. Last night, for real, called me, told me I had to come to the hotel in Philadelphia. I get there, and a good chunk of the Epiphany family was there. It was a beautiful thing. Javi was there. J-Rod was there. Van was there. Danielle was there. Pharrell was there. Who else was there? I'm sorry if I'm forgetting names. Edwina was there. There's a few more. I can't remember everybody's name right now. But Van had a long ride to go after he left last night, so I kind of didn't expect him tonight. But it was just so beautiful to finally see faces attached to the names that the voices that we hear so much on the air. So it was a beautiful night. Fortunately, I didn't live that far, so I got plenty of sleep. So tonight we're just going to the show take its own path. Praise is our theme. That's a no-brainer because we do that every Sunday, so that's no big deal. Shouldn't be a big deal for everybody to have a piece, you know, praising God. You know, we spend a lot of time doing as he commands. You know, he tells us we have not because we ask not. So we do ask quite a bit. But every now and then I think it's good to just spend a day without asking, just praising him, thanking him, all that he does for each and every one of us. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be praising him. He's about the only one that I know that really deserves praise. But anyway, you know how we do here on the Inspiration Factory. Before we do anything, we like to bring the program in prayer. So if you guys don't mind, join me at front. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy this evening, asking first and foremost for forgiveness. forgiveness for the things that we've done that we know were against your will. And those things that we failed to do out of pride or for whatever reasons that we should have done, we ask for forgiveness. And Father, we ask that you would uplift this program this evening, Father God. We dedicate this platform to praising you, Lord. We ask that you would block any attempts of the enemy to thwart your word from going forth, thwart you being praised on this evening, Father. And we'll be ever so glad to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Father God, I ask that you would place your hedge of protection and your loving arms around those members of the Epiphany family that had to travel last night. Give them rest and comfort, Lord. For those that are infirmed in this world, Father God, heal them if it be your will. Uplift those and strengthen them as they go through with their various trials and tribulations. Father God, we ask for your special protection and blessing on the children. Father God, your word tells us very plainly the signs to look forward to for the end of times to be coming. And we see those signs today, Father God. We ask that you would just add an extra measure of protection to our young ones, Father God. Raise them up fearless, Father God, fearless to spread the word. Because your word needs to be spread more now than ever, because soon it'll be too late. We ask that you would protect our children, strengthen them, place people in their paths, Father God, that will teach them and empower them in your word to do your will. And most of all, Father God, we just ask that you would continue to love us as unworthy as we are, to just love us and to continue giving us your grace and your mercy. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen. Okay, we are, like I said, we're going to do things a little bit different tonight. We don't have a lot of callers, so we don't worry about numbers because it's the quality of our fellowship that matters. It's not the quantity. So after each person does a piece, I'm going to play a song. And then I'll bring on the next caller. I got lazy, I'm going to tell the truth. I was painting a room today, and then I had to run across town to stain and polyurethane a deck. And I actually had to start the show in the car coming home. So I plopped my butt down on the porch, and this is where I am. So you may hear an occasional background noise from the streets or whatever outside. And I don't have my notebook with me, so forgive me if I don't recognize your number and I ask who you are. Blame it on my getting up there in age. I'm going to play the old card, the age card right about now. Okay, so we came here this evening, of course, first to praise God, fellowship with one another, and to share in our love of poetry. So I'm going to start the evening off with a piece called Taking Him for Granted. I just had an epiphany of sorts, and it really made me feel like one of Satan's cohorts. I just opened my eyes from a good night's sleep, and it hit me. I woke up. I'm able to breathe. Despite my failings and undeservedness, perfect. Almighty God has given me a reprieve. I am alive, and I'm able to breathe. I have sensations, and I'm able to feel. Though these things I usually take for granted like it's no big deal, I have the ability to think and to write or even cry or see the stars on a crisp, clear winter's night. From danger, I have the ability to take flight. Taking even the most mundane things for granted without recognizing how I have the ability for those things is just not right.
anything I'm able to do. Just ain't right. I have to make a better effort of acknowledging God in everything I'm able to achieve. May just scratch the surface to make me worthy of my reprieve, and to do so honestly, without hidden agendas up my sleeve. This is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice in it. For this is the day, amongst many other days, that has gratefully been heaven sent. Have a blessed day, everybody. And while you're at it, bless someone else along the way. And that's that peace. I see we do have a few hands raised. But like I said, we're going to do things a little different tonight. So here we go with Charlie Wilson and I'm Blessed.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, and yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Bringing home the bread, got your family fed. Oh, 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 you're blessed. Sunshine, I'm so free. Living now my dreams. God's been good to me. Oh, 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 I'm blessed. Yeah, 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 yeah. Living every moment, no regrets. No regrets. I'm like, oh.
Okay, so without further ado, we're going to bring on the first caller. That's Erica 346. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the line?
Would be the status as you usually introduce me.
Uh-huh. just a million CDs. I thought so, but I didn't want to be wrong, so I just went the safe route. How are you tonight, Amelia?
I am fabulous. So let me ask you a question. For real, didn't tell you that there was this get-together happening. He just suddenly called you out of the clear blue sky and said, come over here?
No, they did give me heads up, but I've been ripping and running so much, I thought it was next weekend. And he called me, well, where you at? You know, I said, what is it? He said, everybody's here. And I said, oh, no. So I had to stop everything and jump in the car and take off to the airport. It was a hotel up in the Philadelphia airport. And we had, I mean, there was so many people. We had a blast. I don't think I left out of there until like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Wow.
We had a good time. We had a good time. Like I said, but it was just so awesome to actually put a face to the voices. It was great. I don't know how we
want to.
We have to do something similar again. You know, find somewhere.
Right.
I'm not going to say we're going to do a poetry fest, but an epiphany fest. You know, pick a spot that's central for everybody to get to and just meet up for it and just raise Cain for a weekend. And, of course, do some poetry.
Right.
That's a hope that I would like to speak into fruition.
Yeah, it had to have been phenomenal. Yeah, to see everybody that you've talked to over the years and what have you, and then to be in their presence, it's amazing.
Yeah,
so since we're praising.
Say again?
Pardon?
Oh, what was the last thing you said?
I started to break into the poem. Since we're praising God, I thought I'd bring this piece called Praising Yeshua. You know, your partner would give you a hard time and say his name is Jesus, but the Hebrew form of Jesus' name is Yeshua, and this poem was written with that name, Praising Yeshua.
Okay. The mic is yours, Queen.
Our Redeemer, our Savior, left heaven to pay the ultimate price for us. God, knowing humanity's flaws, having a nature towards sin, sent his only begotten Son to rescue it. Satan had us in shackles, slaves to our flesh. 911 of the heavenly kind was called in. Take up his cross and allow the sins of humanity to be placed upon you. Yeshua answered the call. Humiliating torture upon a cross, his hands and feet nailed to a tree. Through his blood, all humanity was saved. In my heart, I sing praises to him daily, for he didn't have to pick up that call. He didn't have to take that walk to Calvary. I do not take lightly his sacrifice, his pain, his humiliation, his heartbreak, his blood, thanking him day and night. A silent chorus of my heart, mind, and soul joining in unison to praise the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, named Yeshua. Let every voice upon earth sing praises to Yeshua. He is the one who gave everything he had, including his life. He loved us so he left heaven, came to earth to be tortured and murdered in order to gain the keys to set all of humanity from hell's gates. Yet all he asks is to accept him, recognizing him, walking in truth, love, and light, praising Yeshua for the love he has given and continues to this moment to give us. So mind-blowing, most can't comprehend it or even believe in it. I'm so thankful he walked into my life, pulled me from the darkness, being lost, he found and rescued me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praising Yeshua. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Beautifully done, Amelia. Thank you very much for that. And I love the title. It's straightforward and straight to the point. Praising Yeshua. And, you know, it's a no-brainer. It's something that we shouldn't even have to be reminded to do. You know, the fact that you can breathe, you have the ability to move your limbs. You can stand up. You can sit down. You can eat. You can feel sad. You can feel happy. You can go to work. You cannot go to work. We couldn't do any of these had he not given us life, then give his life that we might have eternal life. I can't think of anything greater than that. And he is certainly due our praise. So I thank you for bringing that praise with you, Amelia.
Pleasure. And yeah, what can you say about his amazing gift to all of us? I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, we've said this before. There's really no, at least, English word, because I don't know multiple languages, but there is no human word that I know of that can really describe God,
yes,
in his totality. Not really, not adequately.
You're right. I think it would be impossible.
So, yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's my feeble trying to praise him and celebrate his offering to the entire humanity, you know. So,
absolutely.
Well, I'm glad y'all had a wonderful time last night, and maybe next go round I might be able to sneak in there. You know, God knows. But anyway, one love, one mic.
Thank you so much once again, Amelia. One love, one mic. God bless you, Queen.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you. not easy.
Lord, it's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life
makes you seem so far away. I can make it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe. Happened to me 10 years ago. Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one else like you.
But it's the thoughts in my mind. I wonder how I will make it.
I will make it through.
Oh God, but I trust you. Sometimes the pain in my life, oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you. Through the tears, anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry, through the heartache and rain. Come on, take it up, through the tears. Oh, that's right, through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you.
Hello, hello, what's up, what's up? This is, brother, are you there? Hello?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm muted. I'm just talking. I'm sorry. I'm here now. Who do we have?
You're muted. I think you were muted all that time, man.
I was. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Perfect. Yeah, I was muted. Just running my mouth, muted. Not the first time, and I assure you it won't be the last. But why don't you let all the listeners know who we have on the mic right now?
Yeah, hi. This is Rob Tajimbe, Poet Morrow. I am the other half of the team of With La Perla Negra at the Poet Therapy every other Saturday.
All righty. And I missed y'all last night. You already know why.
Y'all was getting it up. You was partying it up like Prince, for that 3-day weekend. My boy, Gad, you guys have a good time now.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I have to tell the truth. Yes, I was partying. But it was worth it. I'd do it again. That was just a fabulous night. It really was.
So that's great.
It's been a while since I've heard anything from you. So, I'm going to shut my mouth and give the mic to you because I would truly love to hear what you have to say.
Absolutely, brother. Well, I'm going to take it to a little different arena. I think, you know, we reflect on inspiration. This is the Inspiration Factory. I'm going to give you something a little different, and let's see how you vibe to it. It doesn't have a title, but it was a writing prompt from this other show that I listened to. So, and this is what came up in. So, all around me, all hysteria. Countdown, approaching asteroid, impact in 30 minutes. My last teardrop stains have already dried. Fearful anxiety subsides while others, running like rabbits scattering across fields, avoiding the unavoidable. Lawlessness in order, just like something running interference, unknowing of universal judgment awaiting the fates of almost 8 billion people. Heart and a feather must balance together. Each citizen, different nationalities, different colors, different backgrounds, handling the world's conclusion in their own unique and disturbing way. Praying, looting, holding tight to loved ones, even a couple's having sex on the same bench where I am sitting, but I'm oblivious to their presence. You see? I'm just content, relaxed, witnessing the apocalypse without feeling apocalyptic. I'm just taking it all in, feeling hope caressing my soul, making me grin. It's doomsday, but I do not feel any doom. Just a positive anticipation what the universe lies ahead for me, where weird as it may seem. Riding the motions, not from an ending, but a continuation. Another chapter, leading new realms of footsteps and eagerness, making me fidget like a shy boy at his high school dance when I asked a girl. I come to accept life's new dawning, awaiting the next episode, prepared to excel, furthering exploration of the zeitgeist. Spiritual promise, drawing pictures of celebratory fashion of a light that will continue to shine in this supposed moment of gloom. And somewhere over the infinite possibilities and the pathways, I see the God, I see the Creator in all. And that's that piece.
Very well done. Very well done. I love the fearlessness in which you face the apocalypse.
trusting and the faith in God is apparent. That when these things come, they're not affecting you as they would affect anyone else, because you know the Creator. You have a relationship with God. So you don't have to fear that. And the apocalypse is nothing nice at all. When their second coming comes, it's not going to be a pretty sight. And like you were saying, across the world, we all have to face this. And we have a choice on how we face it. Fearlessly, because you know that you know that you know that you know the Lord and you know where you want to go. Or full of fear, of, oh, my God, I should have got right. I should have, could have, would have, and all of that. It's too late now, Charlie. So I love that piece and the hope and the inspiration that you don't have to fear these things that are coming and that are here. You don't have to fear. The only thing you have to fear is God himself. And if you're in good standing with him, I can't think of nowhere better to be. So, my brother, thank you so much for that piece.
All right,
I can see why
you.
It remains untitled. That would be difficult to I was sitting there thinking as you were reciting it, I was sitting there trying to think of a title, and I can't think of nothing for it. I think untitled is perfect.
Yeah. I also wanted to inject that also we can look at it from a standpoint to where, you know, you look at it from a standpoint to where it is a literal coming of the end, but it also can be maintained as a metaphor to where we people see the end of the world in their world, so to speak. But if you really think about it, there's always light. There's always going to be life. There's always going to be light somewhere, somehow. Yeah, that's something to think about.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. My brother, why don't you remind them one more again what you got going on Saturdays?
Yes. Every other Saturday, the next show will be July the 23rd. It is the Poetic Therapy with myself and La Pearl La Negra. It's where we just sit back and let our words to soothe the healing, the things that we're going through, just like what we do here at Inspiration Factory, and that's how we do it. So y'all come by, check it out. Check us out a week in Saturday, July 23rd. That's where we'll be.
All right. Now that sounds like the perfect way to end the week and to begin a week. End the week. Refreshing yourself on Saturday night and then refilling yourself on Sunday night.
Absolutely.
No. You know what to do on the weekends now. You have no choice. If you start your week on a bad note, it's nobody's fault but your own, because we're giving you the platform. The platform is plural. Start and end your week on an up note. Thank you so much for that, Brother Rob.
I appreciate it, brother. One love, my
praise lounge, and I hope you hang out for a little while with us.
I will. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you, sir.
Peace.
the only name that you can call on that will never fail, never let you down. All righty, we're going to keep things moving right along with the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, and also sponsored by Rawlings Jewelry, all run by the CEO, author Larry Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial to listen to the program, and be sure to press 1 if you have something to share with us. Okay, and we're going to bring on the next caller, and that would be area code 219. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Give me brother. Go on.
Brother O. Brother O, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
Glad to be alive, man. That's all.
I know that's right. You know, that by itself is reason to give praise, don't you think?
Yes.
Absolutely. And I hear you do it every week. So I know this platform tonight was no burden and burden of joy or a task of joy. I forget the exact name. But you know what I mean.
No, it's a labor of love.
There you go. Thank you. That's what I was trying to find. Labor of love.
Yeah, labor of love. Yeah.
It's our reasonable duty. It's our privilege. It's our honor. You know, it's the least we can do,
right,
all that he does. And I know you can testify about some things, you know, so I know this is
right.
A no-brainer for you. So I'm going to let you
right.
Do what you do every Sunday, and that's to encourage people, inspire people, and empower people to get through the day by day. So, my brother, the mic is yours.
Without God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have. If it wasn't for God, I'd survive through open heart surgery. God's grace and mercy had the endurance to your away for a new heart for 8 months. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have endured 3 life. If it wasn't for God's grace, experiment. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, in college. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have learned how to overcome. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I would not have learned to not repeating them over and over. For God's grace and mercy, I would not have learned to stay persistent until I finally achieve everything that I have set to. If it wasn't for God's grace, so my fear and anger, grace and mercy, I would not have learned finances. If it wasn't God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't be the well-known and respected writer, national spoken word award winner for overcome, known as Brother Older to Live America Professor of Poetry. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I would not have survived being bullied. If it wasn't learn how to live a healthier lifestyle and take spiritually and emotionally. If it wasn't for God, I would not have persevered through all the tests, trials and tribulations that I've endured in my 47 years of existence on this earth. That's at peace.
Amen. Amen.
You know, like I was saying earlier, you more than a lot of us have endured a lot, have gone
mm-hmm.
through a lot, have suffered and sacrificed a lot. And through it all, I've never heard you give a discouraging word. All I hear from you is your trust in God and you praising God for what he does give you, you know, in spite of anything
exactly.
else. In the midst of anything else, you still praise him. And I find that so refreshing and so empowering. You know, I really take my hats off to you, sir, for that. You are
Thank
an
you.
Example of what we are supposed to do, to praise him
mm-hmm.
even in the midst, you know. And I appreciate you being an example so that way people can see that it is possible. When you think about
yes, it is.
I'm in the middle of a crisis, and you know God ain't helping me, and I gotta go through this like this. It's hard to turn around and praise him when we get in our own feelings. You know, so
right.
It's good to see it can be done because I see you.
Yes, it can be done.
Absolutely.
Yes, it can be done. Exactly.
And you know that saying, we are our brother's keeper. So brothers like you that are empowering others.
Right.
Yourself. You know, I know it can be done. I see Brother O, and I'm not in as bad a place as he. I'm not even going to say that because you don't even look at it as a bad place. You're just in your season for now, trusting him and biding your time until the next blessing of God. So, you know, my problems don't measure up to yours. So if you can do it,
right.
I can. Give my
exactly.
brother. Awesome.
Welcome.
Awesome. Yes. You know what? I'm glad Sorrell's not here right now because I'm going to follow you with my favorite song that they tell me they're sick of hearing because I play it. I used to play it almost every Sunday. I'm going to play it today. And Van's not here to say nothing either, so I can do what I want.
Right.
But my brother, let me see. We really have time. We have no more hands up. So, Rob and Amelia and Brother O, it's just the three of us. Unless 445 wants to join us in the speed round, if so, press 1 on your phone, and I'm gonna play this song. So y'all got time to pull out another piece, and you can do us a speed round before we wrap the show. Brother O, get your next piece together. I'm gonna put you in the praise lounge for now for
yes.
this song, and I'm gonna start at the top. When you hear your mic or your phone say unmuted. Hey, give us the piece, or the title of the piece. Identify
okay.
yourself, and when you finish, let us know in some way that you're done with that piece, and we'll just go on to the next one. All right, so one love, one mic, brother.
Same here, one love, one mic.
Might find a place their heart. He won't let you down, and I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Jesus is love. Okay. All righty. Here we go. We're going to start a speed round. Amelia, you'll be leading us off.
Who do I fear? I fear no man, woman. I've had guns to my head several times. I've had a knife to my throat. I've been beat down more times than I can count. Yet here I am, alive and going strong. I fear the man above. He can determine my fate. Heaven or hell, where will I spend eternity? I give all honor, praise, and glory to the Lord Almighty, the great I am, Jehovah, Father, Abba. He has many names. Jesus, Yeshua, Son, Lamb, the Word, Lion, the Savior of all humanity. They are who I am concerned about. It is them I try to please. It is through them I will or won't gain eternity's heaven or hell. it is their choice when I shall live and when I shall die. Humanity may attempt to take its toll, yet I am the daughter of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Many have tried to bring me low, yet I rise like cream. His innocent blood covers me. It's the blood that I trust in. I wear the battle clothes of Ephesians. Look it up if you don't know. I have fought many battles. I stand proud and strong in my Father's army. I am his faithful servant. I bow to no other. I sing and dance to the gospel choir of the angels on high. It is the angels that protect me day and night, my Father's ambassadors and military. Oh, man, woman. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End peace.
Weary, slow in silence, thus unconditioned recollections, painful yet resilient comebacks through chance and water built on saturated soil, saying hello to congregations in altars, gawking sunrises over desert terrain behind stained glass windows, opining generational achievements and curses left for the unborn, asking myself, did I make a difference? Did I escape the indifference? Did I set records straight? As the inevitable came and gradually dissipates, interior battles where prisoners aren't taken, rising exuberance, enticing convictions to smile finally, elders permitted me to shine at their discretion, every essence I embrace, my family, my ancestors living within, confined no longer in corners of captive audience, giving unsolicited takes about discomfort they find in my journey. But I cease to appease their fear and ignorance. I excel, roused by drum rhythms and dancers draped only in waist beads and black pearls, moving seductively in my mind to feel the power of this release, pure climax, jubilantly letting it go. A great warrior no longer weary, recognize his weakness to build his strength, resting on foundations of complete habilitation, now making others discontent for my freedom to exist without consent, and massing total callings of declaring my rights of passage, no more stalling. I move along in fertile spirits to breathe again, just breathe again, returning from death's door. And that's that piece.
It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times. My dear brothers and sisters, nothing will ever hit you harder than to life and death situations. In this lifetime, brothers and sisters, you're going to suffer some knockdowns from child. Make you stumble and fall. Life will hit you with jabs, hooks, uppercuts. Because life will back you up into a corner. And life will make you want to throw in the towel sometimes and keep on fighting against the odds no matter how insurmountable they are. When you get knocked down in the boxing ring, you either have a decision to take a standing 8-count, pull yourself up using the ropes, stay down until the referee reaches the count of 10, or throw it in the towel and quit the fight like Roberto Duran did by declaring no more. No more. My dear brothers and sisters, no matter and setbacks I've endured. Nothing can keep me. My dear brothers and sisters, no matter how many times I've gone back and forth to doctor's offices and stayed in the hospital, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many times women have turned me down and didn't look in my direction, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many times I felt discouraged, angry and complained about what didn't go right, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many times I felt like giving up and going back to my old ways and lifestyle, nothing can keep me down for long. Critics, naysayers, and shade throwers I have, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many people turn on me or distance themselves from me, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many of my friends or brothers have, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many obstacles I've encountered, nothing can keep me down for long. And no tests and tribulations I've endured throughout the span of my life, nothing can keep me down for long. That's at peace.
Eric, so 445, who do we have?
So blessed. So blessed. This is your boy for real.
I know who
another
it is
day.
Now.
Another day, Paul. Another new day, blessed. So blessed
yes.
Am I to be in it as it begins this new day. Thankful. So thankful to be resting in peace as we most thought I would be. Prayers prayed against me from those who refused to set me free. Unholy soul ties that kept my soul tied. But he, God, he had use for me and changed all those tides and downhill currents that prevented me from swimming upstream in clean waters, purifying clean waters. No, there was no resting in peace for me. It took a lot of work finding peace. The true meaning of love, God, me, learning the word and applying it, not just reading it, feeding off of its good, rich nutrients. So thankful I be currently. Blessed to be blessed by he, touched by him, freed by him, sickness and sin. Fake love, forsaken love from family and friends who profess love but never knew its face, never knew its touch. Never smelt its sweet aroma, its grace, its scent. So pleasing, true love is to the nostrils. So pleasing true love is to the nostrils. Real love smells real good, real good. See, I was trapped in the woods. I was surrounded in a place fully engulfed by worldly jealousies where willows weep. And roses show envy and the trees threw shade, but that's okay. He created them that way. That's how they were made, like some people. But the leaves, Paul, the leaves, their leaves keep us covered just like he does in summer days. Covered of me. He covered me, delivered me, set me free from this world's entrapments, pains, and miseries. He who is in me is greater than he that is in the world, see. In spite of me, the things I did, the way I lived, the weeds I smoked, days and nights spent drunk, he forgave me. He touched me, set me free, touched me with just his fingertips and made me the me that he wanted me to be. Rest in peace, lay the old me. And so here I be, another day, another new day, blessed. So blessed am I to be in it this new day. New days and new nights blessing me in the shade of the Most High and his sun's rays on this new day, touched by his grace. A day full of blessings, joy, hope, renewed faith, strength, trust in him, protection, covered by his covering, his love, that which only he can provide. God, unconditional, my God, another day, another new day, blessed, so blessed am I to be in it as it begins this new day. So blessed, touched by his grace, for real.
Through his eyes, I looked into the mirror and was disgusted at what I saw. Immoral past, drug addiction, filthy mouth, I saw it all. Disgust set in because I knew this isn't God's demand. I also knew that the power to change was not within my hands. Dejected, disappointed, and dismayed, I went to God in prayer. Completely. I exposed myself with a righteous abandon. I was there. Those who know the Lord knows he will never ignore our pleas when we earnestly submit to him on repentant, bended knees. It was there that he showed me something incredible, a wondrous sight to see. A beautiful, sin-free soul. And to my surprise, it was me that allowed me to see was the truth above all lies. He showed my blood-saved soul as seen through his eyes. Through his eyes, he saw the blood of his precious, perfect son. Through his eyes, his only view was the salvation that Jesus had won. Through his eyes, the filth I saw didn't exist to him. Because of my accepting Christ, he saw me without my sin. There are no words to express the gratitude for such grace. That through the eyes of the Almighty God, he only sees my Savior's face. And that's that piece. We're going to play this song, and I'll be right back.
Oh, mercy,
Well, it's not going to let me stop the beating, so I'm going to talk over it. I can't express how full I am from tonight. Any night that we get together to praise God is a good night. I can't think of a better group of people to praise him with. I need y'all to know that every night of the week, there's something going on with Epiphany. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and of course Sunday. So anytime you don't have anything to do or nothing of substance to do and you want a little purpose in life, dial that number, 319-527-6300. You'll be sure to be pleased that you did. Before we leave this place, I also have to let you know, for anyone that listens or will listen to this, if you're curious to know more about this Jesus that I speak about tonight, that Ben and I speak about every Sunday night, reach out to us on Facebook, Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, or Van Meadows. We'd be more than happy to share of our knowledge, learn with you. Because trust me, I don't have all the answers. And I would never steer you wrong. So we may have to do some learning together, but that's a good thing. So I'm going to pray us out. And I think if the studio lets me, I'm going to play another song before we sit down, or maybe two songs. Who knows? You know how I get sometimes. So if you don't mind joining me at the phone one last time for this week. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to yet come together to praise your name. You know, that day is coming where we will be persecuted for doing what we're doing tonight. And I ask that you empower us to stand fast, to give, lay down our lives if need be, to show our alliance to you, our allegiance to you. Father God, as we leave these airways, I ask that you would just bless the callers, bless those that couldn't call for whatever reason, Father God. Bless the families of all of us, Father God. But most importantly, Father God, touch this world. Lord, you told us there would be days like this. You told us that there would be a time when things are as chaotic as they are. And as always, your word is true, Lord. Help us, Lord, that love you, to be able to reach out and spread your word that others will not fall to the enemy. Love you, Lord, and we praise you. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
I see the light coming. No matter what it is, that I'm facing. Jesus is the light. Whoa!
Truth is I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.